In August, the Federal Communications Commission voted to change 35-year-old rules on how cable companies pay for public, educational, and government access television and radio stations nationwide. Sean Sayre is the executive director of Pittsfield Community Television and WTBR, public access stations that would be impacted by the move to cut back the amount of funding private corporations must provide them. He sat down with WAMC to explain why the changes threaten some public broadcasters and how new legislation proposed by Democratic Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey could protect them.
It goes back to a law that was passed in 1984 called the Communications Act or the Cable Act of 1984, which provided for the funding of PEG access stations, which is public education and government access cable stations. And this is a funding that was to be provided by cable companies as a return on the investment that the cable company puts in. They put in all of the connections and they put in their cable plant. And when they're doing that, they're running wires over public rights of way. So they're hanging wires on poles, they're putting wires and cables underneath the ground, and they're using something that the public has of value. And so what PEG access community stations like Pittsfield Community TV are is a way that the cable company is required to give some of that value back to the community. So since 1984, they've been funding these stations through this Cable Act with up to 5% of their gross revenues per year.
So recently there was a change to that on the federal level. Can you walk me through that?
So that's kind of the setup of how we got to where we got. And for 35 years, that law has been in place, and it's been interpreted one particular way, which is that 5% of the funding of the gross revenues of the cable company come to communities to fund PEG access stations. And what the FCC has done recently is that they've decided to reinterpret that order to say that certain in-kind services that they provide as part of franchise agreements, such as connections that PEG access stations use to go live with city council meetings, for example, or free cable drops or free cable service to municipal buildings or to schools or to fire stations or police stations or things like that, that all of those things can be sort of clawed back. That the cable company could extract money for those free services out of the franchise fees. And that's the big change that, again, hasn't been thought of decided to make different over these 35 years. But now they've said, well, you know what? We're going to give this gift back to the cable companies. We're going to allow them to take this money, which is actually subscriber money, and it's actually the value of the public right of way that the cable companies are paying for in the first place. So they're trying to pull some of that back.
So what would the impact of that pullback be on stations like PCTV?
It depends on the magnitude of how much they decide to value some of their in-kind contributions for. So if apparently with the recent FCC ruling, this would allow cable companies to value those services at whatever cost that they decide. So it could be a small impact, it could be a very large impact, and it could also be an impact that would completely put PEG access stations out of business and off the map.
So recently, junior U.S. Senator from Massachusetts Ed Markey proposed legislation pertaining to the situation. Can you unpack that for me? What did Mr. Markey do?
Right. So in light of what the FCC's order, which was passed in August and went into effect in September, Senator Markey's legislation would amend the Cable Act of 1984 to define those contributions that come from cable companies as only financial transactions that could not be reinterpreted as an in-kind contribution. I think that's the real key to it. And that, again, is just reinforces the way that this law has been used for 35 years. There shouldn't be any doubt as to whether that model worked. It worked great for those 35 years. And so now that the FCC has tried to reinterpret it, Senator Markey's legislation says, no, this is exactly what it was meant for, and this will sort of put a finer point on it to say that those contributions cannot be defined as in-kind. They must only be a financial transaction.
So are you confident that kind of legislation could protect PEG stations from the clawback that you were talking about before?
Yeah, it certainly would go a long way if it were passed into law. I don't think there's any doubt that that would change the calculus that the FCC and the cable companies, the corporate interests that have sort of pushed this change in the law, have hoped for. So that would definitely say to them, no, you can't reinterpret the law this way. That would really put a stop in the tracks.
As far as existential threats to public access television, you know, how high does this clawback rank among your concerns?
You know, it's a major concern, no doubt about it. I mean, there are other things that we're considering are also a threat, and certainly the way that consumers are consuming media these days, and whether they're getting cable subscriptions anymore, or whether they're cutting the cord, as many people do with cable companies, that's also a threat to us. And so we're keeping our eye on that, and we're looking for ways to continue to serve the public, which is what we do as a nonprofit organization, to keep the lines of communication open, to have open government, to have transparency, to give voice to people that don't have a voice in the public. That those are all things that we do and we continue to do as a mission at PCTV and the PEG access stations throughout the country have done. So we want to keep doing that. And so we look at that and the FCC order and things like that, and we say, you know, how can we continue to do this on into the future and serve the public?
Do you have any idea of like what a new vision of life after cable might be for the sort of work that you do?
Well, I mean, I think like all media organizations, television, over the air, radio stations, I think it's fair that we all reevaluate the model that we have and how we serve the community and how the public wishes to consume the media that we create and that we help, you know, assist public here in Pittsfield to have available to them. So certainly new technologies are always something that we have to keep in mind. Internet delivery and what we call over-the-top delivery, which would mean that we would be able to deliver some of this content without the help of a cable system. But, of course, all that comes at a cost. And that's something that we always have to keep in mind, that somehow we have to be able to fund this. And so those are the types of things that we're looking at.